Good morning. This is Les Harms speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society and welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. Recently, there's been much news about the City Hall in Hastings, about if it should be moved or not. I thought it might be interesting to check out the history of the City Hall in Hastings and if it has moved over the past years since Hastings was established. You see, as we look back, Bill Soule was a historian of the Adams County Society, and he did some research on it. I was able to find some of that, which tells us a little bit about what's happened to City Hall since the establishment of Hastings. The Hastings city government has long been known for its dedication to duty and a willingness to face adversity in the favor of progress, such as the time way back in December of 1897 when they took the bull by the horns and declared that henceforth there would be no more board sidewalks constructed in Hastings. The word was final. Wood sidewalks were banned. That was the first mention we have of city government. The first city hall and fire station for the city of Hastings was located at 3rd and Hastings on the southwest corner of what is today the parking plaza and the former location of the old Adams County Courthouse. This first city hall was a wood two-story building with two wide doors on the ground floor that were open so they could get the fire engine out of the building. Well, the old fire station was torn down in 1987 and the building was demolished. The first building at 1st and Burlington that was built was only a temporary quarters for City Hall. Now, when temporary quarters were taken, the usually plan was just to reside in them for a short time. At the time of construction of the building that was at 1st and Burlington, that would be right above the top, above the underpass there. They were enjoying the fruits of the loom, which had begun in 1897. Hastings was moving forward so rapidly, there was no doubt in people's minds that a new city hall would soon be built. This was not to be the case. Taking heed of the need for speed, in 1917, the city council agreed to offer $9,500 for three lots owned by the Methodist Church on the corner of 3rd and Burlington. At that same meeting, they agreed to purchase 10 acres of land for Lincoln Park on the south side of town for $3,000. Having purchased the land, the council and the mayor now relaxed and thought they were going home free. But 10 years later, they were still in the fire station, and public unrest began to rumble again. The Tribune editorialized that a new city hall was needed. Citizens began to complain about having to walk up narrow stairs to do city business. In the late summer of 1928, a new steam heating plant was installed for the fire department of the city hall. In later years, that portion was used by the city offices. Then in November of 1929, the Tribune again blasted the city fathers for having remained in the fire station for nearly 40 years. So in February of 1930, it was decided that a new police station and a city jail should be built. In November of 1933, the council offered $75,000 for the old First National Bank building that was on the corner of 2nd Street and Hastings Avenue. The travels of Hastings City Hall had now come far away. Although hard times were being felt in the community, the remodeling of the bank building was completed by the middle of 1934. Remember, folks, we were right in the midst of the Depression. Most city offices were now under one roof, including the Water and Light Department, and economic conditions continued to go downhill. In 1938, conditions in the community had begun to improve. The council was informed that there was a prospective purchaser interested in the city building. The city offices, acting through the utilities department, made application for a WPA funds to be used to build a new city hall. So in 1944, right during World War II, serious offers were made, and the council set a price of $85,000 for the city building. On November 1st, the city building was sold to a new corporation to set up to establish a bank. And the old First National Bank would soon become the new City National Bank. At that time, the city purchased what was called the Ford Garage on First Street and Denver Avenue from A.B. Arnold for $50,000. In order to finance remodeling, it was decided to sell the old Methodist Church lots at 3rd and Burlington, which had been purchased earlier. The A.H. Jones Company was a successful bidder on the property for $15,000. Then in the summer of 1949, the city sold the old street and alley department buildings on First Street, located next to the fire station. The purchaser was a new potato chip manufacturing building. The street and alley department moved to 1000 West A. The summer of 1950, the city traded the old Ford Garage building to the Knights of Pythias, taking in return their building at 3rd in Denver and $18,000 in cash. Early in 1984, the city council and the mayor agreed to buy First National Bank building at 3rd and Hastings. They also purchased several buildings adjoining them. These buildings were torn down to make room for the parking lot. The travels of the Hastings City Hall had come full circle, where the city hall is located today at 3rd and Hastings on the south side of the street. It's only a few feet away from where the first city hall had been located in the 1880s on the north side of the street. It had taken almost 100 years for our city hall to come back home. So ends another segment of Adams County history. This moment in time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. We feel our mission is to try to preserve the history of Adams County. And so we invite you to listen, to learn, to please consider joining our society so that we might preserve the history of our county. You can also visit our website, www.adamshistory.org. So this is Les Harms inviting you to tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.